This is the Truth Network.
How do you help people in the community? Today we have Barbara Robinson in here with us today and telling us how she makes a difference in her community. We're interviewing her today on her charity she works for and runs. Yeah. So Barbara, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
What's the name of your charity again, just so we can let people know about it?
What's Beneath the Uniform.
Awesome. So What's Beneath the Uniform. It's an awesome charity here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, that's just making a difference in the community. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. What's Beneath the Uniform started in 2015. Long story short, I had went away to work with Girl Scouts, and I couldn't necessarily find my passion for what it was I wanted to do. And literally, God came to me in a dream and gave me this the name for my business. He gave me the goals that I needed to set, things I needed to do. And thankfully, we've been able to accomplish two of those things already, which was our book bag drive, our mentorship program, and now we're working on the third thing, our fun day and supplies drive.
Oh, awesome. So just taking back to the roots, why are you so motivated to help people in the community like this? Like, what drives you, gets you out of bed every day?
I think for me, what gets me going is knowing that I was able to impart into somebody who otherwise wouldn't know about things or have the experiences that I've been given. Because my parents have always, we grew up in church, and not only grew up in church, but we grew up knowing the love of God and how much he loves us. And we know that not everyone is given that knowledge, or everyone doesn't know. And so knowing that, and knowing that I'm able to impart into somebody, give them something, even if there's their parents or the children, we're giving them something that they can take with them for a lifetime. That's something that really gets me going.
And so your absolute goal is just to put God into people's lives and help them see the light and the glory of everything he does.
Yeah, exactly, because, I mean, I grew up in church, but it's one thing to grow up in church and then feel lost once you...
Completely
understand. Like, you know,
that.
And feel lost once you get older and don't really understand that you have your own relationship with him, whether, you know, your parents can pray for you, your grandma can pray for you, but once you know you can go to him for yourself, things are different. And I was 18 years old, and I remember I just said, look, I got to go away and work. And my mom was like, well, why are you going away? Like, what are you going for? But I didn't want to, I felt embarrassed to tell people, well, I had lost my passion. I didn't know what my calling was or what it was for me to do. And I know for me, for God to come and pick me up from where I was then and put me to where I am now, I know that I have to, like, it's my job to tell other people, because it was a rough patch. And when I was given this vision for What's Beneath the Uniform, it just redirected my path completely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Glad to hear about that. So how did you come to meet God? You said you were in the church growing up. Mm-hmm. Your parents always went to church. What was it with you that really clicked once you said you kind of fell off your path and you rediscovered everything?
So I think for me what really clicked was I was in Lenore working for Girl Scouts. Okay. And it was right after I had been in like a really bad relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was a person who grew up in church and he was around. So I'm thinking, like, how can, you know, somebody I know from church do what happened in our relationship? And then I went away and I started praying. I had a journal, and I said, I'm going to pray every day for 45 minutes in the morning, and I'm going to give God 30 minutes at night if I don't do nothing else.
That's awesome.
So I would go to Girl Scout camp, and I would work, and in the mornings I would go out and we would do day camp, and then I would have all night. So then I was able to read my word. I was able to get deeper into it. I was able to pray. And it's one thing to talk to God but not be able to hear him.
That's so awesome.
Right. And so it's like when you can hear the voice of God and you know it for yourself, that's really when it clicked for me. Like, it was real.
That's
and
awesome.
I knew it. And so that's when I can say from that moment on, from working it with Girl Scouts in Lenore, everything was like a whole 180, just turned in the opposite direction.
Yeah. So cool. Well, that is an absolutely inspiring story. And now you're working with What's Beneath the Uniform.
Yes.
This is your own self-founded foundation?
Yes, it is. What's Beneath the Uniform is what I do, but it's a part of a trio of organizations that we have. My mom and my dad. My mom does Beautiful Countenance, and my dad has the Robinson Group. And
okay, can you tell us a little bit about both of those?
Okay, so Beautiful Countenance is a battered women and children's shelter. That's what we're aiming to do with it. So my mother, she is an awesome and dynamic speaker when it comes to talking about domestic violence and finding your voice, getting your voice back. She goes and we donate clothes. We volunteer areas. We have a conference every year. She has it around Mother's Day. And we do a tribute to women that we know have lost the battle to domestic violence. And we also have speakers come in, and we have like a whole entire brunch. It's a very great event. And my dad has the Robinson Group, and it's something that he's been doing my whole life. So I'm just glad that he decided to put a name with it, because it's something he's done.
Leave his mark on it, basically.
Yeah, really, because it's something he's done in the community since we were born. He has an awesome testimony, and he goes and he just talks to young men and gives them, let them know it's another way to doing things. Mm-hmm. I guess is the best way of putting it. Like, you don't have to live the life of the street. But you can, and you can still know that God can save you. Like, that's the good thing. Like, my dad, he's very realistic about the thing. Is you may not do everything right, but you got to know. You got to try, at least. And you got to answer to God for whatever it is
you do.
Got to
have faith.
Yeah, you got to. That's awesome. Exactly.
Well, that's so awesome hearing about this. So, I heard you have an event coming up for What's Smith Uniform. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
August 8th here in Winston-Salem. Is going to be at the W.R. Anderson Center.
Okay.
I'm having a fun day and a supplies drive.
Okay, you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so for the fun day, we have a basketball camp going on. We have something for cheerleaders to go on. We have arts and crafts. And with the arts and crafts, kids will be able to design a shirt.
Awesome.
And that night at 6 o'clock, their parents will be able to come in and see what they've done. And we'll have a fashion show.
Oh, so cool.
Yes.
So cool.
Yes, it's going to be really nice. And we have speakers coming in for each group. They'll have their own speaker. So somebody will impart into all the children.
So there's different age groups.
Yes, it's going to be. We're going from the ages of 5 to about 14. And with that, we are aiming to help kids have just a fun day, like where you can be a kid. Like, I know not everyone can afford summer camp, or everyone can afford daycare.
Yeah.
So this day camp for me, I chose to do it on a Thursday, and people are like, "Why Thursday? Like, why
it's
not
such
Saturday?
A weird time to do it?" Yeah,
right. Because I'm thinking parents may need a day to get stuff going on, and I want the parents to be able to come in, and they have a sessions for the parents at 5:30. There'll be speakers that come in that'll be directed to the family unit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing an event that'll encompass the entire family. So everybody who is welcome to come, parents, grandparents, because it's going to be something for everybody that day. And then following the fashion show, we're going to have our supplies drive.
Awesome.
And that's what I'm really excited about.
So what are you going to do with the supplies drive?
So we have donations coming in. We're still taking donations for it, but we're going to give kids a bag full of supplies, like little goodies and stuff like that to take to school.
Awesome.
Yes.
So does anyone need to pre-register for this if they're interested in going?
No, there's no need to pre-register. Just come on out. But when you do come, we will have, you know, the paperwork for waivers and all of that good stuff. But it's open to anybody who wants to come, and it's free.
Awesome. So Thursday, August 8th at what time?
2 to 5.
2 to 5 p.m. You heard it here, everyone. W.R. Anderson Center in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, from 2 to 5 on Thursday, August 8th. Well, thank you so much, Barbara. That's been awesome hearing everything about that. You are making miracles with the community with What's Underneath the Uniform. It's an absolute miracle to hear about that.
Thank you so much.
So glad to have you here on the show today. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Truth Free Youth Talk today. I loved hearing this story. I hope she makes more difference in the world with her faith and everything she's doing. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And that's it for here today, everyone. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Robbie Dillmore here, and you know, I've developed a real soft spot for MyPillow. And if you've been waiting for the lowest price ever offered on MyPillow, it's arrived. With their patented interlock fill system, American made, guaranteed not to go flat, and believe me, I've had mine for over 5 years now and it hasn't. Fully machine washable, 6-day money back guarantee, and a simple 4-question filling process. Right now, get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.99. That's right, only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Dial 1-800-942-9613 or use the promo code GETTRUTH at MyPillow.com. You too could have a soft spot for MyPillow at only $34.99 a pillow. $69.98 for two. Call 800-942-9613 or go to MyPillow.com, and don't forget, use that promo code GETTRUTH.